Kenny, you'd love to fight another day.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if we're looking for something positive, we're still in the cup. We were quite dominant, and we can't overlook the fact that Drogheda got in around us and defended well and protected their goal. But, you know, despite them defending well, we created, 6-7 chances in the game. Good chances that we didn't convert. We hit the bar twice, we hit the post with 2 penalty kicks. You know, there's 5 events in their box. So that's just those 5, you know, and if you look at the opportunities, Josh, Rory, Conor McCormick, we go on and on. And it's just having that composure in front of goal, which wasn't there tonight. So dust ourselves down, prepare for Tuesday, and hopefully we can go to Drogheda and come away with a victory.
The goal that they got was a gift.
Yeah, Ryan has been their mainstay this season, and he just made a mistake, which human beings do, and we're not going to knock him for that. Everybody makes mistakes, and let's look to Tuesday's replay now.
You would have had a good view of the first penalty, probably not a good view of the second one.
Yeah, the first one, Josh got there first. And, he's gone over, so the ref's given a penalty. The second one, Lucas got himself, he was second favourite, and he got himself in front as well. And the goalkeeper, I think, caught him and he went down. The referee gave a penalty, and Aaron scored. So, you know, Aaron had a couple of good efforts, hit the crossbar, and then Lucas hit the post. I thought we were going to win the game, but it didn't transpire. So I was hoping for a role reversal of our last game on Friday night past, but that didn't happen.
Were you happy with how Lucas slotted in?
Yeah, it was difficult for him coming into a different type of game, but he was coming into a team that was on the offensive, and that suited him. And I think he showed glimpses of what he can be for us.
Tuesday night will come very quickly.
It does, yes. And we've got to be ready. And, you know, these things are sent to test you. You've got to have your motivation, and you've got to have the players working and their recovery and their regeneration and all of those things that happens between games. We've got to get that right so we're ready to go on Tuesday.
You've done very well amassing plenty of points in the league. You're in the semi-final of the League Cup. Derry's always been a cup town. You'll want to go as far as you can here too.
Of course. Well, there's 3 teams in the Premier League that are still in all 3 tournaments that we participated in this season. We're one of them. So that's an achievement in itself. And we still have 3 tournaments to go for. There's only 2 other teams that can say that. And we're also in our league. We're also 3rd in the league in the semi-finals of a cup. There's lots of positive things happening around the club with the transitional period coming up and the new facility that we're getting. So all of these things are very much in our mindset as we prepare to improve what we have, and that's what we're trying to do every week. We're trying to get better. I think our style of play is decent, and we can only get better as we progress.
Pete, did you get out of jail or were you robbed?
Out of jail, definitely. We were 1-0 up in the first half, could have been 3-0 down. But when we scored, the funny thing about it was we had a great chance after that to get a second goal, and couldn't take the opportunity. And then in the second half then, it was really back to the wall stuff at times, but a lot of the time actually. It was like attack against defence, and Derry bombarded us, hit the post, 3 or 4 times, I think. So overall, we're happy to get away with a draw, because I think we did get away with it. I know the second penalty was kind of controversial. I didn't think it was a penalty myself, but I would say that. But no, honestly, I thought the referee wasn't in the best of position. The linesman had a clear view of it. He didn't give it. But, you know, that's cup football, and it's the least Derry deserved.
You've told me in previous interviews how difficult this place is to come to. Same again tonight, I suppose.
actually, this is, for me, this is the home of football here. This is a great place. I've been up here a long, many a year coming up here. This is my fifth time in the Cup. And it's the first time I got a positive result in the Cup. I thought we were going to hold out for a win there, but yeah, it's a great place to come. You know, it's a real football club, football town, city. You know, supporters now are coming out again because they have a good team to support. And I'd encourage as many as possible to come down to Tuesday night in Drogheda, and we'll try and give them another good game.
What kind of team are Derry to face now under Kenny Shields?
Very good. Playing out in the back, all comfortable on the ball. Great interchange in the midfield. You have to be really... The biggest part of our game tonight was really the physical and the mental. You know, the concentration levels had to be good because they've got some very, very good players. And then they have Roddy Patterson up front to give them one chance, and it's curtains.
Two penalties tonight. First one looked a stonewall. You must have been relieved when Rory, your goalkeeper's man of match, Rory put it easy for him, really?
Well, he put it at a good height for him, but it was a good save. It's always a good save, I think, when a goalkeeper saves a penalty, because the advantage is with the kicker. But the second one was a great penalty as well, down the bottom corner, no chance. But I thought it was, as I said, a little bit controversial. But the referee has a split decision to make up his mind. And as I said earlier, the goal level matters, and it was the least Derry deserved, I think.
Aaron, you'll be happy to be still in the Cup.
Well, that's the way we have to look at it at the minute. At least we're not knocked out. We go down Tuesday now, recover from tonight and go down, hopefully progress the next round Tuesday.
Could have lost 1-0, could have won 5-1.
That's the thing. First 20 minutes, we could have been 2-3-0 up. Didn't take our chances, and then they go up and score. It's a bit of a blow day, as we weren't really expecting it. But these things happen. We came in at half-time and we said, stick to your game plan. Went out second half, I thought we battered them. But to be fair to them, they stayed solid. We created chances, just couldn't convert them.
It says a lot that their goalkeeper was man of match.
Well, he done really well. I think he was very smart. He picked sides early and he anticipated shots. But again, it's down to us. Some of the chances are that clear cut that they just have to be put away.
The first penalty, a keeper had an easy save to make. He had no chance of a second.
I was confident whenever we missed the first one. I was confident they put my name on it straight away and put it in the back of the net.
Is it just a matter of you lifting the ball and that's it, I'm taking it?
Well, that's what I did for the, because I had a bit of momentum going. I had a few shots, hit the crossbar and stuff, and when things are going like that, you feel the confidence, and I just said, give me the ball, I'm hitting the penalty.
You must come away from that match yourself thinking you're close to a hat-trick.
Well, that's the thing. You can look at it two ways, but We have to look at it as we are disappointed with a 1-1 draw. And from a personal point of view, it's obviously good to score my first goal for Derry and at the Brandywell. But as from the team, and it's all about the team here, we're disappointed. We didn't get the one, but we recover and go down Tuesday, and hopefully we won down there.